Welcome, Jack.
This is Jack Hardy.
Where
WGY.
Yeah,
where are you from?
What kind of accent do you have? I listened to you for 6 months and I'm trying to figure out where you're from.
My voice is coming from where?
God.
All right. On our stage now, from Chicago, Illinois, Eddie Shaw and the Wolfgang. Eddie Shaw was the saxophone player and arranger for Howlin' Wolf for several years, the great Howlin' Wolf Chicago blues band. Eddie Shaw worked on the Howlin' Wolf London sessions with Eric Clapton. He joined the Muddy Waters band when he was a young man. And one night he decided that, gee, he was getting tired of the Muddy Waters band. He walked down the street, and a half an hour later, he's working for Howlin' Wolf. I don't know anybody else who's got that kind of background. I saw him in Chicago in May at the Chicago Blues Festival, and the man got up on stage with his band, the Wolfgang, with his son Van on guitar. Wait till you hear Van. And I couldn't believe that this man, who had played with Howlin' Wolf 30 years ago, had the kind of energy that he still has on the stage. So I said, I've got to see this again. This must be a fluke. So I went over to Legends Nightclub, Buddy Guy's Nightclub, on Sunday night of the Blues Festival, and damned if these guys didn't get back on stage and do it again. It's no fluke. Eddie Shaw and the Wolfgang.
Thank you.
Thank you. blues trying to keep the tradition alive. He's the leader of the band for me. From the west side of Chicago, Shelly Gilbert, give it up for him, please. Give it up for him. And my drummer, ladies and gents, from the west side of Chicago. He's the son of one of the world's greatest blues guitarists. Of all the Jimmy Reed records you hear out there, his dad was a guitarist with that band for over 20 years. He's the son of the late Eddie Taylor, ladies and gents. How about it for Jimmy Taylor? Give it up. And on guitar, from the south side of Chicago, the south suburbs of Chicago, he's the son of one of the loudest saxophone players in the business. He works so very hard to satisfy everybody. When you can find him at home, he's usually in the kitchen. Yeah. From my own house, ladies and gents, my son, Eddie Shaw, Jr., give it up for him.
everybody for the sound man. What the long brothers, ladies and gentlemen. Give them a round of applause, all right? How about it for these guys, all right? It's kind of difficult to do because every hour they're changing bands and bands have different plot stands and everything, but they're doing a good job. How about it for them, all right? Thank you. Thank you very much. Right now, we'd like to, from our brand new Eddie Shaw CD, we'd like to do a tune or two for you. And incidentally, we'd like to say that from the bandstand, we got about 25 CDs we're going to sell in this area. Try to take us home with you, throw me in the corner, in the garbage can, you know, sit me on top of the toilet stool, whatever. No, not in the tube. Got crazy, huh? Oh, man. Thank you. From our CD, ladies and gents, a little thing we call The Blues Is Good News. Thank you. call it Stumbling My Dad. Lord, Tuesday is just as bad. Tim Taylor. We've been on the road for a while now, but after this next tune, we're gonna go home. We lost one of our greatest blues guitarists this past week. So I'm gonna go back, Buddy Guy and I, and all the guys, we're gonna get together and we're gonna try to have a joyful time sending him away, because he brought a lot of happiness into the people's lives in his last 50 years. His name was Walter Williams. Anybody known him in the blues circles as Lefty Diggs? So we're gonna do that. We're gonna ease on back home. Thank you very much. We love you, ladies and gents. We'll see you next time. Thank you very much.
stage. They'll have them for sale. Also, I'd like to bring up now Betsy Sandberg from Big Brothers Big Sisters. She has a few words she'd like to say to you. As you know, this event is being sponsored by Polar Corporation, and the benefactor for taking it to the streets for is Big Brothers Big Sisters. Big Brothers Big Sisters toured with Extreme. They've recorded with the Del Fuegos, and they're here tonight to really rock it out for us. So let's give a warm Schenectady welcome to the Heavy Metal Horns.
Thank you. so heavy, they sure could have done it out. Whenever they start the jam, everybody just scream and shout. Sure could make you rock and roll you to the other side. It ain't no joke, the groove is low. The horns in the house tonight. The horns in the house tonight. We're gonna do that party thing. The horns in the house tonight. If you can make it. Thank you.
I'm Sadbook on rap. That tune was sung and written by Thaddeus. We're going to feature John Matthews on this, too.
Yeah.
John Matthews on the vocals. Tribute. That's written by our trombone player, Hikaru Tsukamoto, called ESP.
Thank you. cause I want you to know, when I get up on my mic, I'm good to go. It's the kid change, you say, baby, hop on my stage. It's on the right new day, do my lips look like you ain't left for ride. All the fucking MCs will have to divide my plan to test me out. Cause I wrote this fucking game called What It's All About. Oh yeah,
oh yeah,
I'm having some fun. And if you like my song, let me hands when I'm done. Another arm, American, my homie just keep coming. Hit me to the rhythm so that we can begin, hit it. The heavy metal horns, international stew.
Please don't.
Next. You see, you thought we just went to church? No. We just started in church. We're going to stay in church right now. It's mass time. We got a woman here who brings with her the finest of the soul elements of the famous soul mamas. She's got blues in her blood, and she's taken her forms into the 90s. Some of the best music that's out there. She's backed by a crackpot of musicians you've never heard before in your life. But trust me, they will not let you down. Please put your hands together for one of the hottest bands out there that just got signed to PolyGram, the Joan Osborne Band.
Was really amazing, and I know everybody sort of didn't know whether they should clap right then or not, and I was standing on the side. I didn't know when to clap, but I mean, I'll clap for them right now.
I can't stand the rain against my window.
Yes. Thank you. Help me, daddy. I'm gonna have to find somebody. That's Chris Knight on the organ. Thank everybody. I know there's some familiar faces in the crowd. We've done a few gigs in this area before, and we'd like to thank people who came out to see us today. Thank you.
Thank you. We got Dave Drywitz over here on the bass.
too fast. Burn your bridges, drown your pride. Get up, Jack. Get up, Jack. Crack your head. Been so long since I've been fed. You ain't heard a word I said.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'm gonna give Lance and Dave a little bit, see what they can do with this now. Come on. Dave Spooner Drywitz on the bass.
Oh,
We had a request for this.
We brought some CDs with us. It's our own little label, and we don't have any other way really to keep it in the stores. So if you like the music and you'd like to get a CD, this is the best place to do it. It's right back there. Rebecca, the hardest working woman in show business, will be happy to assist you with that. So, but anyway.
His eyes are a blue million miles.
Osborne Band. Not too bad for a Sunday in the park, huh? Okay, we've got one more act to go. The Heavy Metal Horns will be up here as soon as we can get the set changed around. For you who are interested, back here where it says Blues News,